Ottawa, emotional mourners gathered by the hundreds in cities across Canada on Sunday to honor the victims of Hamas's October 7 attack on Israel that sparked the still-raging war in Gaza and roiled tensions in the Middle East and beyond. In the nation's capital, a sea of Israeli flags could be seen draped over participants in front of Ottawa City Hall, with Canadian flags waving alongside them as they called for the release of hostages still being held in Gaza. They later marched to Parliament Hill, where Liberal MP Mona Fortier, Conservative MP Shuvaloy Majumdar and rabbis were among those delivering speeches at an event to mark the somber anniversary. Hamas's incursion into Israel last October 7 saw more than 1,200 Israelis killed and about 240 hostages seized. It immediately triggered an Israeli counter-offensive in Gaza that the regional health ministry says has left more than 41,000 dead and continues to this day. Among Sunday's speakers on Parliament Hill was Rachel Look, whose son Alexander was killed while attending a music festival in Israel on the day of the attack. She said it was overwhelming to see everyone on the eve of the anniversary, and spoke of her son's courage and determination in protecting his friends and strangers during the attack. The rise of anti-Semitism in Canada and globally cannot continue. We must send a strong message against violence, against terror, against Jew hatred, she told the crowd. Let us pray for the immediate release of our hostages that remain in Gaza, for our family in Israel who are also grieving or displaced. An increased police presence was evident along the march route, with several uniformed officers present around the crowd. Fortier said she can only imagine the horrors of October 7, and said she knows Canada's Jewish community is in deep pain, but her remarks prompted some boos from the audience and chants of, "Do something, bring the hostages home," and "Stop supporting Hamas. You're supporting terrorists," yelled one person in the crowd, which also booed upon mention of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Majumdar, who spoke after Fortier, got a very different reception when roaring applause greeted his appearance on stage. He billed himself as a proud Zionist, saying Canada is sidestepping long-held policy positions. While our people in Canada may not be held hostage in tunnels, our values are held hostage by hateful policy, he said while urging those gathered to take note of who is supporting them. For 12 months we've stood with you because we believe that from the river to the sea, Israel has a right to exist and be free, he said to loud applause. Some of those gathered also held around 100 yellow balloons on white strings, which were intended to represent the hostages still being held in Gaza. After the ceremony wrapped up, some participants let go of their balloons and let them float up to the sky. In Toronto, some politicians and community members joined a rally in support of Israel and the hostages that has run every week since October 7, 2023. My message today is simple, said Ontario Solicitor General Michael Kirzner, who represents the North Toronto riding where the rally was held, and who is himself Jewish. We will not stop in standing up for the values that we cherish in our Ontario. We will not stop in coming together in an allyship voice, standing up against hate, standing up against anti-Semitism, standing up against all forms of hatred that has no place in our Ontario. Meanwhile, a pro-Palestinian demonstration took place at Montreal's Dorchester Square on Sunday afternoon, the second such event in the city this weekend, with more planned for Monday. A few hundred people gathered to denounce Israel's bombardment of Gaza, which they said constitutes genocide of the Palestinian people. A heavy police presence surrounded the square as the protesters chanted and waved Palestinian flags. 365 days, and we saw all the different types of human rights violations, all the different atrocities and breaking of international law practiced on the Palestinian people while the entire world remained silent, one of the organizers told the crowd, while protesters shouted, "Shame!" In the crowd was Sana Madelsi, who frequently attends the pro-Palestinian rallies that have been held in the city weekly since the conflict began. The Palestinian cause is very dear to my heart, said Madelsi, whose family is Algerian. It's unbelievable that this is still ongoing. I think we have to remember that October 7 was one day, but the genocide has been happening for the whole year. Mourad Bousser, a medical doctor, said he never imagined the conflict would last so long. "I want this to stop. That's why I'm here. I want it to stop," he said. "I'm here to stand up for these people who have no voice." This report by the Canadian Press was first published October 6, 2024. With files from Maura Forrest in Montreal and Allison Jones in Toronto, Alessia Passafium, The Canadian Press.